As gas prices continue to rise, a report released today calls for raising the national gas tax by as much as $1 a gallon to begin fixing the crumbling roadway system. The report was jointly published between the Urban Land Institute and Ernst & Young. Called Infrastructure 2008, it compares the current and planned infrastructure investments in the U.S. in a variety of categories with other countries and finds the U.S. wanting. Rick Rosen is president of the Urban Land Institute, a nonprofit education and research group, speaking at a news conference this morning in Washington.
We need to capitalize our infrastructure. We need to get going. It's a national priority that needs to happen. The candidates, I would hope, would start taking it seriously than they do. I hope that as people who are reporting on it will give it as much emphasis as possible, because we think it's just one of those things that needs to be talked.
Dale Ann Rice is the global director of real estate for Ernst & Young. She compared the U.S. unfavorably with other nations in terms of their infrastructure.
Other countries have invested in infrastructure to be competitive, and we haven't. Now, the world's population continues to grow, and much of it will be in less developed countries. And the key as to who's going to be competitive worldwide is where the infrastructure investment is happening. We've put this little chart together. It's not the most profound scientific document, but it is a good representation of where we see infrastructure investment occurring.
The report identified four stages of the infrastructure life cycle and identified the U.S., Canada, and Australia as coasting on prosperity. China and the United Arab Emirates are in the growth and development stage. The UK, the European Union, Spain, Singapore, Japan, South Korea, and Panama are in the retool and revamp stage, while Mexico, Brazil, the Czech Republic, and Russia are in the inadequate investment stage. Rice said that China and India in particular are spending more of their gross domestic product on infrastructure than the U.S. is.
Since 1980, vehicle miles have increased 95%, but road capacity has only increased about 4%. 24% of the country's roads are in poor to mediocre condition. Over 25% of our bridges are structurally deficient or functionally obsolete. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers has identified 122 high-risk levees in danger of failures. Flight delays cost at least $15 billion in lost productivity. And swelling container traffic from China and other Pacific Rim manufacturers crammed seaports located in the coastal population.
Maureen McAvee from the Urban Land Institute referred to the bridge disaster in Minneapolis last summer as a classic case of deteriorating infrastructure. But she said it's all about who pays for it in the U.S.
You know, the challenge, as we're pointing out, is that at the moment, everyone wants better infrastructure. There is no unanimity and not even much appetite for how we will pay for it. So while the bridge collapse was certainly tragic and the loss of 13 lives was dramatic and hit national and international news, unfortunately, it did not trigger a real debate on how we should address these problems, and they're clearly getting worse.